The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, this morning indeed may the words of my mouth, may the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. This Psalm 23, as we began this series on the Psalms, I was so excited to pick Psalm 23. It is clearly, I think, probably the best known, the most well-loved psalm in the book of Psalms. Use it frequently at funerals and at memorial services and at gravesides. It's memorized by confirmation classes. It's been set to music by a whole variety of different artists. And it's perfect for All Saints Sunday. Because at a time when we look at and contemplate life and its passing, you know, it's just no coincidence that we're going to turn to Psalm 23 for these wonderful words of assurance and comfort. In this psalm, there are two strong images for God in the psalm, and so one of those is that of shepherd, and the other one is that of host. Both of those are strong images of God's grace. So God, the role of God as shepherd, I love in this particular psalm that it's very personal. In the book of Psalms, they're great communal prayer hymns, and the Israel use those during their worship services, like we use our hymn book. And so some of them are very corporate in nature. But Psalm 23 is very personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters and leads me along life, the right paths. God is the shepherd. And that, of course, makes God's people the sheep, right? Trusting the shepherd as sheep do. Now, the thing is, you know, sheep are not the smartest animals. They are herd animals. They're going to follow each other, sometimes even into danger. They're defenseless in nature. They are weak. They are timid. They are shy. And they are very likely to go astray. And they cannot survive making their own way. They are totally dependent on the shepherd for life. And you think about us as sheep and having that sort of sheep-like dependence, and I think it would just be paralyzing until we remember that our shepherd is good, that our shepherd is faithful and trustworthy. It's the shepherd who leads and restores and comforts and prepares. In the care of this shepherd, there is no want. God, as our good shepherd, is entirely trustworthy and faithful. What we are asked to do as God's people, the sheep, is to listen for God's word. We're called, after all, sheep, and the beauty of that is that we're really not pressured to be better than we are, to be smarter, or more inventive, or more productive, or independent. Really, what we're asked to do is listen for the shepherd's voice. I read about a PhD candidate, Judith Fain, who was finishing her PhD at the University of Durham, and as part of her studies, she spent several months in Israel. And one of the days when she was there, she was walking outside of Bethlehem, and what she saw coming toward her were three herds of sheep with three different Bedouin or modern-day shepherds, and they were kind of all starting to converge in this same place. And as she watched, the three shepherds greeted each other, and they sort of stood in the center of all this, probably catching up. You know, they live a very nomadic life, and so they're sort of catching up on each other. And as they stood there and talked, the three herds of sheep sort of became one big herd. They all intermingled with each other, and they were all gathered around. And so, of course, Judith had to stand there and see what would happen when these shepherds went their own way. And what she saw is as the shepherds took off in their own directions and they called out to their sheep, once again, the big herd turned into three, and they followed the shepherds because they knew their voice. The question for us is, how do we listen for the shepherd? How do we make room in our own lives, all the noise that we have in our own lives, to actually be able to listen for the voice of the shepherd? I don't know about you, but I live with a lot of noise in my life, right? There's my phone. There's TV. There's radio. There's media. Lately, there's a lot of political campaigning. There's a lot of noise that is going on in my life. And I have to make a choice. What version of the world will I choose? What is it that I can trust in? What is it that you can trust in? Who is it that you can trust? And how can we have confidence in God in light of all the pain and the evil that we see in the world? We learn to listen. And I love the forceful words of the psalm, because I really need those forceful words sometimes, because it doesn't say he allows me to lie down in green pastures or he encourages me to lie down in green pastures. No, God makes me, the shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures. We're not just simply a little go machine. And we need that reminder that it isn't all about the going and the doing. There are times that we need to remember that we are called human beings for a reason. We're not called human doings. We are human beings. And there are times when what we need to do is just be. We can hear the voice of the shepherd. We can begin to develop trust in the shepherd. We can have sheep-like dependence on the shepherd. As we begin to recognize those ways in which the good shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures, when the shepherd leads me beside the still waters, when the good shepherd restores my soul, and when the shepherd leads me in paths of righteousness. As we recognize those, we are able then to hear the voice of the shepherd even better. And as we grow in our trust of the shepherd, then is when I can walk through the darkest valley, even the valley of the shadow of death, and fear no evil, because the shepherd is there with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort and guide and protect me. In John chapter 10, if you look in your bulletin in the grow section, it says John chapter 14. So when you look at those up later on, as I'm sure you do every single week, in the grow section where it says John 14, you're going to want to change that to John 10. Because in John 10, verse 11, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Jesus knew how powerful this image of the good shepherd was. He's claiming that image for himself. His people that he was talking to are so familiar with the image of God as shepherd and of God's people as the sheep of his pasture. Friends, We are the sheep of Jesus. Jesus is our good and trustworthy shepherd. We're called to listen for his voice above all others. So that's the image of God as shepherd in Psalm 23. The other powerful image is that of God as host. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God is host, this gift of God's grace. And that gift is that, friends, we do not have to be afraid. Not afraid in the presence of enemies. Not afraid even in the very valley of the shadow of death. The shepherds long ago received that message on a hillside outside Bethlehem one starry night. Do not be afraid. Mary and Joseph received that message from angelic messengers. Do not be afraid. Jesus, when he gathered in John chapter 14 with his disciples, and he's talking to them about his upcoming betrayal and death, and he says, do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Where I'm going, there are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to send to you the advocate, the guide, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. And we too today receive this message, and then we proclaim it at life's darkest times. Our shepherd makes provision for us. Ultimately, we lack nothing. We have all that we need because our shepherd is faithful and grace-filled and gives us what we need. Even if we seem to be surrounded by enemies on the outside or the enemy of fear on the inside, we need to hear that message today. We need to believe that message today. Our culture today seems to sort of trade on our fears of violence, our fears of people who are different from us, our fears of war, our fears of market fluctuations, our fear of environmental disaster. Parents fear for their children. Adult children fear for their aging parents. And yet in the midst of these struggles, the psalmist offers this testimony to a gracious God, a faithful shepherd with whom we lack nothing, and we need not fear. This is good news for us today. In just a moment, we'll be gathering around this communion table with the Lord as our host. And perhaps for you today, this is literally the table prepared before you in the presence of your enemies, as you deal with whatever life struggles you may have. But for all of us, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, it can be that place where we get a glimpse of that goodness and mercy that follows us, or better translated, pursues us all the days of our lives. So this morning, as I prepare to close this message, I'm going to invite us again to read Psalm 23 together. What I'm going to ask you to do is to make it your personal affirmation of faith. Personalize Psalm 23. So let's read this again together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Friends, may it be so. May it be so indeed. Amen.